the prime time, bitch!
Welcome, boys and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
Listen, this is Horny for Horror, okay? Enough fucking around. This is a podcast dedicated to the greatest film genre of all time.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. And it's hosted by three legit motherfucking horror heads.
Boo.
Right?
Boo.
Oh, yeah. And we just talk about everything horror, movies, books, we interview, we do ghost stories, spooky debates, special shocker episodes,
shocker.
Anything else that fans of horror want to hear three horror heads talk about.
Yeah, and you can be part of it by reaching out to us at Horny4, that's the number 4 horror, on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, love the gram.
In case you don't know, I'm Mono.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Betsy.
And we have a super special guest with us today.
I am so goddamn excited about this
guest. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm more scared, but whatever.
Yeah, it's horrifying, but...
Yeah.
Excited, but also scared. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the king of Scream, Mr. Freddy Krueger, with us today.
Ooh. The king of Scream in your dream.
Howdy doody.
Yes.
There
hey,
he is.
Freddy. Thanks
Hi,
so much
Fred.
For coming.
Hello, smellies.
Freddy.
All right. Freddy. I didn't know this was going to be a roast.
Roast, huh? Maybe I'll set you on fire.
Freddy. You.
Thanks
you have
for taking...
better ones than that.
I'm getting up there in years.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not as quick as I used to be.
Are you in your...
I'm 86 years old.
Oh
my God.
Wow.
You look great.
You look good.
Do I?
Well, you don't have wrinkles.
You are fucking burned.
I was
burned
really bad.
Yeah.
And now I'm also wrinkling. And so it's just,
You do look like a hot dog that's been on the grill for
so long. The last 4th of July hot dog.
The last 4th of July hot dog.
So let's talk about your burns. How you got them.
Fun to talk about?
I love talking about how I got my burns.
So let's talk about how you got your burns. You were a child killer.
Yes, that's right.
You murdered some children. Uh-huh. You got arrested for it.
Did you attack the children as well?
But y'all, I attacked them to kill them. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would snatch them up and then I would take them into my furnace room. and then I was making my trademark gloves at the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I would kill them and then I would put the newspaper clippings in my scrapbook.
Can we address the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
We need the truth behind this because it's never really fully addressed.
No.
Did you just kill them? Nothing else went on?
That's kind of what I'm asking.
I'll never tell.
Oh, he's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he doesn't kiss and tell.
So,
or the other.
Yeah,
I guess kiss and tell.
Wouldn't that? I feel like that'd almost be weirder if you sweetly kissed all the children before you.
Ew, that is
them.
Creepy.
That's what I did.
Fuck.
Oh, okay.
I will kiss and tell. All we did was smooch.
Aww. That's kind of cute. Okay, I'll stop. I'm moving this a lot.
I'm trying to figure an angle.
So you are arrested for these child murders.
Mm-hmm.
The officer who arrests you does not read you your Miranda rights.
Mm. He was a dum-dum.
So on the trial, you were acquitted of all those counts of child murder.
I walked scot-free out of the courtroom, whistling and strutting by the parents, going... Hasta la vista, dummies. I was very antagonistic towards the parents of the children I killed.
Yeah.
Somebody stop me.
Okay.
Is The Mask your favorite movie?
All-time favorite movie.
Okay, but at this time, this was pre-Mask.
Stanley Ipkiss.
Okay, Ipkiss.
Who knows favorite character of all time?
It does kind of make sense that The Mask is your favorite movie.
You're both really funny.
We're hilarious.
You both can morph into anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time you were buried in that dog pissed fire to get you out of the ground?
How could one forget?
It's just like Sam Lipkiss's dog, Milo.
Oh, yeah.
Milo.
Oh.
When Milo puts on the mask.
Very funny.
I'm in tears. I'm laughing so hard.
So you get off, you tease these parents, and you teasing them makes them want to vigilante
act like assholes.
So they get a vigilante posse and they throw you in a furnace and burn you to death.
Yeah. Wearing my trademark sweater, which means, and then I get.
You keep saying trademark. Have you trademarked your
sweater?
Have you
trademarked?
I'm very litigious.
Okay.
God.
Well,
oh, wait, that's right. When Wes Craven made an allusion to you in the Scream series,
uh huh.
You
I
sued
got
his ass.
Pissed off, and I sued him.
Yeah. That's too bad.
He played a janitor named Freddy or something wearing a...
wearing a red and
yeah, and I was like, what
green.
The fuck? What the fuck? That is my fucking thing. I'm going to sue you for $30 million.
Did you get $30 million for
we
that?
We settled out of court. He gave me... Well, I'm not technically allowed to say, but
okay.
It rhymes with Schmelv million.
Okay.
Whoa,
and then after
Schmelv.
That, you went on a Twitter rant.
Yeah.
Just railing against Wes.
Yeah, well, he. I was making fun of his dramatic movie that he did with Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sounds of the Heart or something about a music teacher.
Oh.
I was like, this fucking sucked. You fucking sucked.
And also, lots of tweets to the parents who are missing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you love.
I was like, oh, sorry, guys. Nightmare demons brought me back to life, and now I can use Twitter, and I'm going to fucking troll you.
Every Friday, you would follow Friday every parent of the children.
Yeah, just little stuff like that. And then we would just get into out-and-out flame wars. No pun intended.
Freddy.
I'm surprised those parents have Twitter accounts, right?
Yeah.
Well, they've been actively trying to get help to stop Freddy from haunting them.
Right.
Guess,
yeah, they've been trying to raise Freddy awareness.
Oh, I forgot that. Like, it's MAFS, Moms Against Freddy.
MAFS?
MAFS.
Yeah, Moms Against Freddy's
Silliness.
Yeah, Freddy's Silliness. Which, fuck off.
They also still happen to just bring a car that somebody wrecked during drunk driving. They still do that. Like, this could be what you happens to you if Freddy comes.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of a big budget, so they just sort of, like, do a little something at the end of MAD presentations.
I don't know. I feel bad for laughing.
That
right?
is that very
It's funny. Hey, it's okay to laugh with me. Like, I'm a funny guy.
Okay.
Freddy.
Ow. Ow.
Ouch. You just cut
you
us
can't
off.
Touch us with that.
Oh, my glove?
Yeah.
Cut my
I was giving
clout.
You a little glove love.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ow.
Okay, Freddy, can we just talk about it? You've killed a lot of people. After all the people you've killed.
Who was your favorite?
Yeah, who's your favorite?
What was your favorite killing?
I hope that's favorite? What Mono was going to say.
I think it's such a better question, yeah. So let's go with it. Who's your favorite kill?
My favorite kill was the girl that was addicted to heroin.
Oh, my God. Was this in, like, a dream?
This was definitely in a dream. Okay. All my killings take places in dreams. Fun fact.
Okay, yeah, fun fact. Yep, I remember.
Trademark for Freddy fact.
So what I did is, you know, her big thing was she was addicted to heroin, and it was a real struggle for her.
Yeah.
And then I came to her in her nightmare, and I turned all my fingers into a heroin needle.
Uh-huh.
And her track marks on her arm, like, turned into little mouths going like,
oh my God.
I said mama?
Something like that. They were, I don't know if they were like making sounds, but they were kind of like, yeah. It looked like they were saying mama. And
yeah,
so
probably.
Then I stuck it to her, baby.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I mean, that is an impressive way to kill her.
Yeah. So I guess
it was fun because it was like pretty psychological too.
Yeah.
It caused her a lot of pain.
You're Kill good her, at that. That.
You're
so
good.
What was your most like embarrassed, like which death are you the most ashamed
of? Yeah, because did anyone ever get a, okay, to ask that question first, that's a really good question. Yeah, which death are you like, eh, I could have done better.
The death of my wife.
Oh.
Francine Krueger.
Loretta.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is your...
I apologize.
This was your second wife.
You're thinking of my fiance.
Oh.
Who left me at the altar.
Oh, yeah.
But Loretta found my graps and mementos from all my child murders.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, Freddy. Oh, I won't tell. I won't tell. And I smashed her head against a tree a bunch.
Oh my God. And is this before you were burned to death?
Yes. I was trying to live a normal button-down life.
Uh-huh.
But
normal
I
guy.
Couldn't help murdering children.
Really quick. Everyone calls you Freddy?
Everyone calls me Freddy. Some people call me Freddy Daddy. And some people call me the gloved one.
Okay.
The gloved one.
I had to ask a question, because you got to kill people in their sleep. Uh-huh. Who keeps eluding you? Like, there's got to be someone you've been trying to kill, and they just keep waking up. You know, does that make killing children hard, since they need less sleep?
Who's Freddy Krueger's white whale?
Yeah. Oh
we love referencing Moby Dick on this.
Oh, I'll tell you who.
Lay it on us, Fred, man. The gloved one.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
You've been trying to kill Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, but he's up late every night.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Freddy!
Ready, you got
ready.
It.
What? I'm a goofball.
But I'm always asleep after the first guest.
I know, me
yeah,
too,
I hear
Freddy.
Yeah,
it's true. Freddy sleeps too.
No, okay.
Freddy, do you ever have nightmares?
Yes.
Or are question. Yeah, what are nightmares to you? Are they actually like awesome dreams to everybody else where you're like, ooh, I can fly, this sucks? Or what's a nightmare for you, Freddy?
A nightmare for me is like a real sweet dream for everyone else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like I do something really great and special. Like okay. I hit a game-winning home run in the World Series.
And that's your nightmare.
Oh, I go crazy. I wake up and I pat myself down, and then I cut myself.
Yeah, you must cut yourself a lot, but you can't feel. You're too burned.
Yeah, I should honestly only wear my glove when I'm killing somebody.
Yeah.
Love the way it feels on my hands, well, so I forget.
Well, that's why you're such good friends with Edward Scissorhands.
I am. I love ES.
That's a very... You guys are a very delightful friendship
yeah.
to
yeah.
see.
He's the quiet yes. one, and I'm the loudmouth, dirty boy.
Classic Abbott and Costello, right?
Yeah.
You're a classic odd couple.
Like, he's a mumbling little dipshit, and I'm a fucking hilarious, awesome dude. Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
And you guys, like, vacation together. You go places, cut
we
shit
go
up.
To Poland.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We to Poland.
What are you guys doing in Poland?
Well, there's
sitting
a...
cold and
yeah.
be sad.
There's a paparazzi photo of him cutting up a tree and you cutting up a miner.
Yeah.
It was
he
pretty...
cuts the tree. I go into a coal mine and cut up a miner.
I love that.
He was underage.
And he was an underage coal miner.
Ooh, that's like double points for you.
Well,
huh?
I gotta ask. Look, this brings up
miners.
Okay.
Aruga.
Freddie. So, I mean, Freddie, this brings up the fact that you got friends, but you also got enemies. One of the biggest being Jason.
Mama.
Yeah, I know we all know you guys had it out a couple years ago. Since then, is it just as terse between you two?
Look, I wrote him a letter.
Okay.
Oh, you did?
I wrote him a letter after we got into our little melee.
Yeah.
Real quick, can I ask what type of letter? Handwritten, computer?
Handwritten. Okay. I wanted it to feel very personal.
Great.
Oh, good. That's nice of you.
Oh, and I said, hey, look. We both like a lot of the same things. Killing people.
Yeah.
Killing people.
Oh, yeah.
And murdering people.
Yeah.
Great.
And I said to him, look, there's no reason we shouldn't get it along. And guess what I got in response?
What?
A little sheet of paper with a couple of scribbles on it.
Hell.
Because I don't think that motherfucker can read or write.
No.
I don't think he can either.
I think he's got a humongous head and a tiny little brain.
Yeah.
And I think he's a fucking dopey asshole.
It is very cute to me, though, that he found a way to get that letter back to you.
It had a return address. Yeah. It was. He clearly had somebody write my.
Yeah.
It was just said to Freddie Hell as the address.
Yeah.
Oh, so you live in Hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I was wondering where exactly you like went to bed. You said you sleep. So
I live next door to Amy Winehouse.
Oh my God,
she's in Hell.
Yeah, she's in Hell because of all the drugs she did.
All the drugs.
Did you tell her about your favorite? Kill.
Yeah, I said, oh, I got to introduce you to this girl. And I'm like, a lot of my victims are in Hell too, so I see them all the time.
Yeah.
And I introduced the girl I killed with heroin to Amy Winehouse. And I said,
oh my God.
I said, you guys will get along swimmingly.
Great, Freddie, that's nuts.
That's wild. What time of year should we visit Hell? Is it hotter in the summer, or is it sort of a southern hemisphere kind of switcheroo?
It is 790 degrees.
Oh.
At all times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except
yeah.
on July 4th.
Oh.
When he cranks it up to 9,000 degrees.
And is that in honor of America's independence?
Yes.
Or, okay,
Satan
okay.
is an American, and he loves America so much.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Sounds like you have like a pretty nice thing going down there.
I love it. I love it. Like, I'm already burnt up really bad, so.
Yeah, so you're like.
I'm comfortable, honestly. Yeah. Like, I sometimes I might put on a coat. Like, it's. just to like, you know.
Yeah.
I've honestly never felt more at home.
You've never looked better. Is it weird to say that you look great? Like you just, even though you're 86, you're cut up.
Yeah.
Like,
you have a deep V.
I'm like
very toned. You look very good.
I'm one of those old guys who's got a great body.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Yeah, you look like you kind of look like a burnt Anthony Kiedis.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Thank you. I'm
I'm
a huge RHCP fan, so that is a super great compliment. Thank you very much.
Freddie, what's your favorite Chili Peppers song?
Goddamn.
Could you sing a little of it for us?
Goddamn, dude. fuck, where do I start? Standing in line for the show tonight. And the lights on heavy glow.
Yeah,
by the way, I tried to say, somebody stop me.
Have you ever haunted their dreams? Have you ever, like, gotten flea?
I got flea once.
Yeah, what'd you do to flea?
Well, I was gonna become a big dog with a flea collar.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, but then I was like, what am I doing? This dude is my idol.
Oh,
I love Flea. He's a great actor on top of being a great bassist. He's like the best bassist in the world. Him or Les Claypool.
Yeah, I've heard you're a big Primus guy.
Love Primus. Love Les Claypool's Flying Frogs or whatever.
Yeah, great band. So like you said, you were gonna be a dog with a flea collar. A lot of your kills, that, the heroin girl, the time you cut that guy's veins out and made him into a puppet.
That's my favorite kill of yours. That's my favorite kill.
Your best
kill.
Thank you, thank you.
I want to know how you come up with this. Like, what's your process of coming up with, like, here's how I'm gonna do it?
Yeah, you're very creative.
You're very creative. Oh. For like a guy who's a janitor who spent most time as alone, you're very creative.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's honestly like I would love to tell you guys that I just come up with these things on the spot. I mean, I've tried to become like a better improviser. Like I've taken some classes.
You have?
Yeah, I took
Where'd you take classes?
The Annoyance in Chicago.
Oh, I love. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
That their philosophy is kind of like the one I identify with most.
Oh, great. What's their philosophy?
Just having fun.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a good
philosophy. Just go, no matter what.
Like, don't think like UCB, but like, really don't think. But no, honestly, I study a lot. I get to know my victims for a while, kind of like figure out what their fears are. Like, I'm able to swim around in their brains for a little bit. Like, I can go into their dreams and everything and not make myself known.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I don't think a lot of people know about me.
Have you done it to any of us? Like, how
I've done it to all three of you.
What? How would you kill me?
Oh.
Based on what you've seen.
Based on what you've seen in my dreams and my life.
Oh, Betsy.
Yeah.
I would become a little top bun. And then I would become the little elastic rubber band. And I would like wiggle down your head around your throat, and I get really tight until your head popped off.
Oh, God.
What would you say to her when you did it?
Oh, yeah.
A Freddy catchphrase.
I would say, somebody pop me.
Oh, my God.
That's creative, Freddy.
Do mono.
Yeah,
you fuck.
You were in my dream the other night.
Yeah.
Butt fucking me with your gloves.
Yeah, mono, I made myself present in mono's dream. I butt fucked him with my glove.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
It was awful. I woke up with a roid.
Oh, well, sorry. It made me laugh. That's why I did it.
Don't.
Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you so much for not butt fucking me with your glove.
No. I'm just getting to know you guys. I mean, I might kill one or two of you, maybe all three. I don't know.
Mono.
We haven't done anything wrong to you.
No one I've ever killed has really done anything wrong to me.
Fair enough.
I'm just mean. Jesus, I'm a really mean person, and I fucking I own that shit. Like, that's who I am.
Would you say that's your greatest flaw, is that you're a bad person?
Honestly, my greatest flaw is that I care too much.
About who?
About myself.
Oh,
okay. That is a pretty big flaw if you're too narcissistic.
And then I care too much about maybe my craft sometimes, that I'm also like not able to like really step back and appreciate kind of the little things.
Yeah, okay.
Like the memories.
Yeah.
all the children I killed.
Because obviously you've had wives in the past, but now that you're in hell, sorry, there's been some paparazzi shots of you mingling with some of the dead
broads do you look for? Yeah, what do you look for in a broad? What do you look for in a broad, Freddie?
What do you like about?
When I'm trying to score with broads.
Yeah, what do you look for?
Well, I like them to be under 4'5".
Oh, man.
Okay.
I like them to be, let's just say, not fully developed.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait. Okay, keep
going. Honestly, can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
I've met someone.
What?
Oh, my God.
In hell.
Freddy, who?
Is her last name Ramsey?
Yep.
Jackpot.
Jean-Marie Ramsey.
Have we been spotted? Have we been outed on TMZ? Yep.
Yeah, you're on TMZ, dude.
So fucked up, Freddy.
I'm dating Jean-Benet Ramsey.
Freddie.
Did she what?
I know who killed her.
What do you
Oh my God. Was
about?
It Burke?
Who killed her?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on, Freddie. What
of the
do
century.
You and JonBenet talk about when you go on date?
Well, I mostly just scream at her.
Oh my God.
Are you scaring her?
This is insane.
Yeah. Oh, I terrify her.
Oh no.
She's in hell.
Why is she?
Why? Because
she pooped the bed.
Oh my God.
She poops the bed. She did poop the bed.
But why did she poop the bed? Because you scared her.
Yeah, because I would scare her so bad in her. She pooped the bed because I would scare her. And I did it knowing she would poop the bed so that when she did die, she would go to hell.
Oh my God.
Talk about love.
When she finds
I would
out,
do anything.
Over.
To get like to be with her.
Yeah.
Oh man, I want to say that's sweet, but
it is kind of.
Yeah.
Not it's sweet, Freddie.
What's wrong with it?
Freddie.
What's wrong with it?
What have you I mean, I don't know. I want to ask, you've done so much in your amazing life.
Thank you.
What have you not done yet, you know? What's on your
what's on your
to do?
List?
Yeah.
I haven't killed a pope. It's weird. Popes have magic powers.
They do?
Yes. Popes have magic powers.
Like what? They can fly and stuff?
Yeah, they can fly. They can eat glass. They can do all sorts of...
Oh my God. What a weird power.
That's a very weird power.
Yeah, they got a lot of weird magical powers. But one of them is that they can block me out. Like, I cannot get in to a pope's brain.
Yeah, okay.
And so I've been, like, trying to find loopholes, trying to find things. It is my dream to find, like, a funny kill for a pope.
So yeah, what would be a funny kill? I mean, we could all brainstorm.
Yeah,
like a funny kill for a pope.
You know that little chimney where
black smoke.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I would make a pope. I would put him in the chimney, and he would get turned on fire, and then it would splatter blood out the chimney onto all of the
onto
devout,
all the people, all the devout Vatican Catholics. City.
Yeah. And then you could pop out and say, "Holy smoke!"
No.
Oh!
Yeah. That's good. I'm going to tell everyone when I say it that I came up with it.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
You are a notorious joke thief. We should deal with that.
Yeah, they call me the Carlos Mencia of
the villains
of the loony, of the baddies.
Yeah,
I feel you and Leprechaun kind of share a lot of the similar.
I fucking hate that dude.
I mean, he's under 4'5".
Yeah, I know. He makes me horny a little bit. but he's like 9,000 years old.
I know,
So I hate him. Like I've jerked off to him a couple times.
How burnt's
my dick?
How burnt is your dick? And do your balls dangle or are they just kind of fused?
I've got one ball. One got burnt off.
One got completely burnt off.
Well, the fire started on my scrotum. Like they threw I got thrown scrotum first into the furnace.
What?
Flying through the air, spread eagle?
I was gonna say, a full split in the air?
Yeah, I was trying to do a trick.
They fire
to make
man
the parents
laugh.
To make the...
So the parents that were trying to kill you, you thought, I'll make them laugh.
I was going to try to make them laugh. By doing a funny trick.
And oh my God.
It did not go well. And so I landed in the flat fire, scrotum first, left testicle first.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, that means it got burnt off.
Freddie, can I ask, were you voted biggest class clown?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, what was it?
I got most likely to be a child murderer.
Whoa, they nailed it.
In an unofficial poll.
Oh, okay.
Was it just you doing the poll?
Yeah.
And no one contacted the authorities, even though you were voted.
I told everyone what I was going to do. Everyone, I mean, I came number two in class clown.
Yeah.
And so I guess everyone just thought I was joking. Guess who I took second to?
Well, let's see. You're 86, so...
George Burns.
Mel Brooks.
Oh! Whoa.
I went to high school with Mel Brooks.
That's cool. Amazing. That's a pretty good... Like, that's...
Dead and loving it, baby!
Hold on. Your favorite Mel Brooks movie is Dracula, Dead and Loving It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
It's sort of like kind of my thing. Like, it's sort of, you know, up my alley.
I got to ask Freddie. So, I mean, you're living in hell right now.
Yeah.
What are you doing to pay the bills?
Yeah.
Do you work still or...
I've got a little bit of notoriety.
Uh-huh.
Yes, of
sure.
course.
So I...
You do appearances?
I do some stand-up gigs.
You do? I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I travel some clubs, and then I sell some merch after shows.
Yeah.
Just have a little table and
that's fun.
Sell merch, and, you know, like, it's $15 for a picture, $25 for an autographed picture.
Oh, so you're kind of like the Amazing Jonathan.
I'm a lot like the Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and I've auditioned for AGT. I would love a Vegas gig. That would
So you said
dream.
You auditioned. You didn't make it. Did you make it to the stage show? I want to know who X'd you.
I got X'd by Howie.
Oh, man.
I got the check mark from Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I got X'd by Howard.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry. If this is any consolation, I would go to your Vegas show in a heartbeat.
I've got like so many ideas for it. Like I think I would do like a little magic. Like I think I would like go into everyone's brain.
Ooh, that's good.
Terrify everyone. Like I think the idea would be to like scare people and make them not have a good time.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that's very Freddy of you.
It would be the Freddiest show ever. Like, if you like Freddy, this would be the show to see.
This is the show for
you.
Would
you ever do a 50-50 show with, you know, Leprechaun could do magic?
Fuck that fucking shit.
Okay.
I hate Leprechaun.
Okay.
One, he's not funny.
Okay. He's pretty funny.
No, he's a slimy green cocksucker, and I fucking hate him.
He kills people in pretty funny ways.
In Leprechaun 3, he was really funny.
What's his funniest joke? Well, he's a racist. So am I.
Though. Okay, so are you.
Yeah, come on.
I feel
you guys are very much on the same page.
Yeah, but like his racism, I don't know. I don't like it. I think it's it makes me sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you never went to Da Hood.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's be clear, Freddie. You are racist. You're aggressively misogynistic.
You're a pedophile.
You're a pedophile, and you tortured a gay child for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me what I did.
There's this kid who...
I killed so many kids, and I've tormented so many gay ones.
Yeah, he was a little gay kid. He was like, after you, like, oh, you kind of ran amok on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Then you found this other little gay kid who was just, like, really weird and screamed like
he's
a girl.
He's trying to figure it out.
You're kind of ringing a bell here.
Yeah.
There was a big, they had a pool party.
A pool party, yeah.
Where you, like, lit everything on fire and the pool started to boil and stuff.
Yeah, you lit the pool on fire, Fred.
Remember that?
That sounds like me.
I mean, that does sound like you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that sounds familiar. What was the question exactly?
Oh.
Yeah,
I guess.
No question. You possessed the kid and you came out singing, I'm coming out.
Yeah, to his parents. And his dad was a hateful man.
All right, Freddy.
I
have so many more questions for you, Freddy.
I can chat all night long.
You do like to gab.
All night long.
All night.
Sometimes I'll just like, I don't know, like Rosie O'Donnell, I'll just like break out into funny songs.
Do you do impressions?
Huh?
Do you do impressions?
Throw a name at me. I'll do an impression.
Let's do it.
Okay. Gandalf the Wizard.
There, little wizard. Yeah, little hobbit.
Oh, God.
Hello, little hobbit. Somebody stop me.
Okay. What about Ellen? Do Ellen.
Do Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Do Ellen.
Oh.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, everybody.
I'm gonna dance now. Oh, today on the show we've got Taylor Swift, and I'm gonna scam her. Somebody stop me! Somebody stop me!
All right, let's do someone you know well. Let's hear. Okay. Let's hear Mel Brooks.
Oh, me and old Smelly B. That's what we called him. That's what I called him in high school.
Sure.
That's what I called him in high school.
Smelly B.
It was the least anti-Semitic thing I would. I would call him.
Oh, mama. It's me, Mel Brooks.
What?
I'm Mel Brooks. Oh, don't get me started now.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Is it? I love it.
This was the stuff I did on AGT. So I'm like, you guys seem to love it, so I'm kind of like surprised.
I would have given you the check. I'm telling you, I would have given you the check.
Dang it! I wish you were a judge on AGT.
Yeah,
so do we.
Howie fucking cock sucking Mandel.
Yeah.
Well, have you gotten your revenge? Have you gotten into his dreams?
Yeah, and you he's obsessive compulsive disorder. So. He has obsessive compulsive disorder, and so like you know, I fucking like rub like shit on his face and stuff.
Oh my God.
And he has this. He has this thing like tied to his arm that he that some person when he was out of the country. This is a real thing tied to his arm, and he won't. Let anyone get cut it off, and so I use my little knives and I cut it off, and it fucking drove him crazy.
Well, that's wild, is it?
But also, I guess I am gonna kill him. Guess how I'm gonna do it.
Don't say it on.
Yeah,
our
don't
show.
Tell us. We don't want to be called like whatever. What's the word?
I'll just
accomplices.
Say
accomplices.
It involves a rubber glove.
Oh, okay. Let's. I don't want to know that. What I do want to know is we don't have much more time with you. I understand your portals back to hell's coming. What knowledge would you impart on people like us who haven't lived 86 years? Like
yeah,
what?
Please.
What can you share with us?
Good.
Any mottos? West. Yeah.
I would say if you're being thrown into a furnace by the parents of the children you've murdered. Don't worry about trying to make them laugh.
Okay, because you lose a nut?
You'll lose a nut, and then you won't be able to come as hard.
Yeah, I hate this question that I asked. Yeah,
that's what Mono. My abusive father used to scream in my face.
Oh.
Mono, you are hating the answer. I like that you thought that you were going to ask Freddy Krueger for advice and it was going to be nice.
I thought I'd get something. I thought there would be some perspective on all the atrocities you've been a part of and got some knowledge out of it. Something that we can share with Earth people.
Nah, that's the best I can give you.
Let's challenge you, Freddy. Let's hear something sweet and poignant from you. If you did have to give one heartfelt bit to the people you've wronged, what would it be?
Look, there are no excuses for what I did and what I am. I am the bastard son of 100 maniacs. My nun mother was brutalized in a mental institution, and I'm the byproduct of that. And I never had a chance.
Wow.
I never had a chance, but that's no excuse. But at the same time, I like being me.
Wow.
And I'm not going to apologize. Could I be better? Sure. But I am who I am. And I'm going to be me, you know?
Wow.
Oh, my God. What an
Smokey!
Answer. There he is.
He really is.
I could see who JB fell in love with.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With that real sincere moment right there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you ever, I don't know. I mean, you're in something great right now, but if you're ever single, this is so weird to say, but if you're ever single again, let me know.
Is this because you've already been together?
Yeah, I mean, sure, I woke up with
you with my glove again?
I did wake up with a roid, but I also woke up with...
Look. I really love JonBenet, but if you were to die and you wanted to go on a date in hell, I would not say no.
Oh, okay. We set up a little date.
Thanks. Mono.
Like whatever.
All right.
Okay, Freddy.
I think we should. Betsy fell asleep.
Betsy did fall asleep.
Freddy.
Oh, no.
Freddy.
Time to party.
No.
Look at her shake. We should.
No.
Her. Let's end this so we can help her.
Let's
horny
get
for
that top knot over here.
If you.
No.
Freddy has requested that any listeners, if you have any fan art based on anything he brought up on today's episode, please draw it and tweet it at us at Horny for Horror.
I can't wake up Betsy.
It's all right. Well, we got to get off the air to help her. For Horny for Horror, I'm Adam.
I'm Mono.
And I'm Freddy Krueger.
Oh,
righty then.